This year in KERA's Breakthrough series, we've reported on lots of things. Robots that fight Ebola, high-tech fall prevention, and an academic rehab program for concussions. KERA's Lauren Silverman joins me to talk about some of the year's top health and science stories. Lauren, let's start with Ebola. You talked with researchers hoping to slow down this deadly disease with the help of robots?
That's right. I visited the Center for Robot-Assisted Search and Rescue at Texas A&M. It's something that I didn't know existed. And that's where engineer Robin Murphy is imagining ways to use robots not only for surveillance, like drones, but for safe cleanup and even the transportation of bodies.
So think of one of those bobcats, those little small construction pieces of gear. But now, instead of having a scoop, because I would be horrified if any of my relatives were just scooped up in there, think about now replacing that scoop with a coffin or sarcophagus. Perhaps our architecture department is looking at how to make it look nicer, more affirming.
Although it sounds grim, the idea of mortuary robots is actually taking off.
Mortuary robot, interesting term. Yeah. Now, before Ebola made headlines here in North Texas, you were working on a series called The Broken Hip. And it's actually a major issue here in Texas and across the country.
The numbers are shocking. One of every five people who breaks a hip after the age of 50 dies within a year. And many broken hips are the result of falls. In 2011 alone, more than 60,000 Texans older than 50 were hospitalized for falls.
The statistics are just staggering. So as you talk with experts, what do they say are the best ways to prevent these falls?
One of the keys to preventing falls is improving balance. As we age, our hearing changes, our vision, that all shifts. So if seniors can learn to use these senses better, then they'll be less likely to fall. So a program at UT Arlington diagnoses seniors using some high-tech equipment that I checked out. It's something that looks like an open photo booth. The walls shift, the screen changes, and the floor tilts. Here's UTA's Chris Ray.
In daily life, when we see seniors that fall, it's usually during multitasking. And so what we'll do in here is we'll recreate that. So we can either pipe in loud noises, city sounds, or music. We can pipe in visual distractors on the screen, or we can even have them take like an IQ type test or a distractive type test on the screen as they're trying to maintain their postural control, potentially with the walls moving and everything kind of moving in concert.
Lauren, that just makes me dizzy.
Yeah, but it's helping some North Texas seniors figure out what areas they need to improve to prevent falls.
All right, Ebola and robots, fall prevention. Now let's turn to another top 2014 breakthrough story. This one's about super powerful fishing line.
That's right. An international team led by UT Dallas discovered ordinary fishing line can be cheaply converted to powerful artificial muscles. Muscles that can lift 100 times more weight than a human muscle of the same length.
That's incredible. How?
By spinning it. Here's Carter Haynes, who co-authored the research.
So I'm basically just going to insert twist into it with this motor that I have here.
Haynes has the clear thread hanging from a paperclip with a small silver metal weight tied to the bottom. As the motor turns, the thread twists, and when there's enough tension, it coils up like a phone cord.
They're very similar to the way that our natural muscles work. They're just assemblies, many fibers put in parallel. When you give them an electrical stimulus, they contract.
Controlling those contractions is what makes it possible for the threads to lift weights or power a prosthetic limb.
Very interesting, Lauren, as always, and we'll look forward to more breakthrough stories from you in the new year. Thanks so much.
Thank you.